This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU is pulling its investments in Russian companies. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Less than 1% of CU's long-term investments are tied to Russian state-owned businesses. Despite that, the school's Board of Regents says divesting is a small but important step the school can take to stand with the people of Ukraine. Governor Jared Polis has directed all public universities to examine their financial ties to Russia as the war in Ukraine intensifies. Colorado State University, meanwhile, says it found no Russian ties while examining its holdings and research projects. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado Springs landlords say monthly rent decreased less than $25 in the fourth quarter of last year. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Even though the rent dropped, it's still expensive. The drop was from a record high $1,495 per month in the third quarter. DU associate professor and survey author Ron Throop says it's common for rent to dip a little in the winter. Also, 1,000 new apartments came onto the market in Colorado Springs in the fourth quarter. Throop says those high-end units are unlikely to help prices.
When those start renting up, it'll actually help the average move up.
The cost of rent overall is still trending upward. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Partly cloudy across Colorado tonight, another warm day tomorrow. Currently 68 in Denver, 59 in Fort Collins, 47 in Vail, 59 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.